That's the opening swoop of the Gaelic Symphony in E minor by American composer Amy Beach. She was born in 1867, went on to be the most frequently performed American composer of her generation. And Fred Child, the host of NPR's Performance Today, is here to tell us more about Amy Beach and her work. Fred, I've got to confess, I had never heard about Amy Beach until you and I started talking about this.
Oh, and that's too bad, because she's an American genius, really, and not played nearly often enough these days. As you said, born in 1867, she grew up in suburban Boston. She had this immense musical gift as a kid. According to family legend, she could sing 40 songs perfectly in tune when she was 1 year old, and she was writing music by the time she was 4 years old. Now, even allowing for some hyperbole in family legend.
a little family exaggeration.
Yeah, she had this amazing musical gift that was never really nurtured by her family. She did take piano lessons as a kid, but by the time she was 18 and a great pianist and debuting with the Boston Symphony as a pianist, her parents said, you know, that's not the right career for a lady in America in the 1880s. They got her married to a doctor when she was 18 years old. He was 43 years old at the time, and he agreed with her parents, you shouldn't be a professional pianist. So she turned to composition and really taught herself the art of composition and orchestration.
It's a remarkable story. Let's listen to some more from this first movement of Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony. I'm beginning to see why it's called the Gaelic Symphony. That sounds very much like an Irish jig in the middle of that movement.
And not only does it sound like it, it in fact is. She borrowed three or four different Irish tunes for this. She wrote her Gaelic Symphony when she was in her mid-20s, her mid to late 20s. This was the 1890s. And she was inspired in part by a composer from Europe who had come to America. Antonin Dvorak was in New York for a while. And it kind of took this European composer coming to America to tell American composers, look, you should draw on the American sound and on American themes. And Amy Beach took that inspiration and said, well, part of my American heritage is I'm Irish. So she borrowed that Irish tune that we heard in the flute and the oboe and then the string.
Now, we've shifted gears here, Fred. This is on the same disc, but this is the big, bold piano entrance from the Concerto in C-sharp minor.
Right. The only piano concerto she ever wrote. She wrote this when she was 32 years old and played the premiere herself with the Boston Symphony in 1899. And you can tell she was a capable pianist just by the writing. As you say, it's big and bold. It asks for a lot from a pianist.
These piano melodies, Fred, are very expressive, really lyrical almost.
Yeah, and lyrical is just the right word, Melissa, because she's listening to music by her contemporaries and people who came just the generation before, folks like Edvard Grieg and Robert Schumann and Johannes Brahms, the great romantic composers who really knew how to squeeze everything out of a melody. And it's also lyrical in that she's borrowing one of her own songs. There's a moment in this piece that actually, I think, speaks quite directly to her struggle to assert herself as a professional musician, against her family, against her husband, against the social mores of the day. She quotes a song she'd written a few years earlier. It's a song in which a father laments as he buries his young daughter. And the words to this song lament, "Departed is she from the father who loved her, cut short in her youth, her soul has ascended." And I can't help but think that maybe she's telling off her father and her surrogate father, her husband, with this quote.
Fred Child, thanks so much.
Glad to join you, Melissa.
Fred Child is host of NPR's Performance Today. We were talking about music by American composer Amy Beach, performed by the Nashville Symphony and pianist Alan Feinberg.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.